Kindred Spirits, a Disney Princesses fanfic, written by Morvidra. Read by
Anna Potts as Belle
and Black Glass as Rapunzel. Oh no! Are you all right?
I think so,
Belle said, picking herself up. I'm so sorry, the girl apologized. No one else ever really comes into the library, so I usually just spread everything out on the floor. She was indeed ensconced in a sort of nest of books, Belle saw. A nearby title caught her eye.
Do you like The Beauty and the Wood?
She asked. I love it. The girl bounced a little where she sat. Have you read it?
About 4 times,
Belle admitted.
It's my favorite.
I think it's mine, too, the girl said. Or maybe The Magic Lamp. Or The Sea Maiden. She grinned. I never had many books growing up. Just 3, actually, and only one was a storybook. I've been making up for lost time ever since I came home.
I didn't own many either,
Belle said.
But the bookshop owner in the town where we lived used to let me borrow his books, so I read quite a few.
I'm so envious, the girl sighed. My other 2 books were a cookbook, and 101 Things a Damsel Can Do. A bookshop would have improved things enormously. She brightened. But there's a really good bookshop in town here. And I suppose this is my library, so I guess I have lots of books now. It was only with the statement of ownership that Belle realized exactly who she had tripped over.
You're the lost princess?
That's me, the Princess of Corona said cheerfully. Although, less lost now. Mostly. Except when I go into town on my own. But yes. She stuck out a slightly dusty hand. My name's Rapunzel. Belle took it.
I'm Belle,
she said.
Technically Princess Belle. I'm with the French delegation.
Oh, that's terrific! Rapunzel was almost glowing with delight. I'm supposed to help show the delegation members around Corona while you're here.
Well...
Belle looked around the room.
You could start by showing me around the library.
Rapunzel bounced to her feet. Just what I was thinking. Come on! She grabbed Belle's hand. You're going to love it here. End of story. Thanks for listening.